fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and warfare, holy places and in His hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Speech Network, and we're going to have open lines today. Look forward to your calls because it's talk radio, and, well, we need people to talk to. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, ladies and gentlemen, something big is about to happen financially throughout the world. As you know, gold has had a run, a very effective run. It's run up almost $100 an ounce in the last 2 weeks. It opened this morning at $1,602 an ounce. Silver's up $1.25 this morning, $1.25 an ounce, up to over $40 an ounce. And this certainly reflects a coming major economic crisis. You know, if you want to know what's really going on in the world today, one of the most effective people I know to read is Mortimer Zuckerman. Now, when I talk, remember, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, but my knowledge comes from what I learned from other smart people. But Mortimer Zuckerman, a member of the Trilateral Commission, guest at the Bilderbergers, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Mortimer Zuckerman is one of the men who rule the world. And when he writes, and you can get his articles on the Drudge Report, you can probably get them on the Sunday USA and World Report website. That's the magazine. They're no longer published in a magazine, but they do have an internet magazine site. It's well worthwhile reading what Mortimer Zuckerman says, because he's sort of one of the most influential people in the country, part of the ruling elite. And when he starts talking about the fact that our whole economic system is on the verge of collapse, you better listen to what he has to say, because he knows. And in an article he wrote called The National Debt Crisis is an Existential Threat. Article is dated April 26, 2001. He simply points out that the financial system that we have in the United States cannot continue. The Federal Reserve System is having to buy our own debt. Now, we're operating. The Treasury has to borrow about $4.5 billion every day to operate. In other words, we go behind $4.5 billion a day. We have to borrow the money. We've been doing it for some time, living entirely on borrowed money. 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. And since other countries are becoming very wary about lending to the United States, why we're having to actually buy our own debt. How do you buy your own debt? Why, you create money to do that, and that's exactly what's happening. It's highly inflationary, and as we pointed out, why figures don't lie, but liars figure. An awful lot of liars are working for the government, and basically they come up with the statistics that tell us there's no inflation, and they're simply lying. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what you see when you go to the store and see the price of food going up, the price of gasoline going up, and the prices of imports going up? You cannot continue buying your own debt indefinitely. Pretty soon, the whole system collapses. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Carver.
It's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I just have a comment, Dr. Stan. I have, you know, I've been working with about the smart meters and cell phones and anything, the wireless dangers, basically.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you know that Monday, July 25th at noon at the Harmony Library in Fort Collins, Colorado, I have Ellie Marks here from San Francisco that will be speaking, and I just wanted to let everybody know, and especially anybody who has kids, we want to tell people about the dangers of all this stuff. And I wanted to know if that would be okay if I could just tell that over the phone.
Sure, you can.
She called me Friday night and told me that right now in San Francisco, they are requiring retailers to post radiation emitting devices on their windows before you go into their stores. So this is very, very good news. And Pennsylvania, I think, is online to get warning labels on their cell phones, and Oregon and Maine will be next year to follow.
Well, you know, I think it's so important for people to understand the cumulative effect of radiation. A little radiation, low-dose radiation, is probably not going to hurt you, but we're not getting low-dose radiation. We're getting very high-dose radiation, and they know what that will do. They know that there's a relationship between cell phones and DNA damage to your brain and the brain cancer. And this has been come up with on a number of different studies. Specifically, the University of Washington was actually threatened by people at the highest levels of our government if they dared to publish their scientific studies that show the danger of cell phone radiation. Why? Because you get that right up against your head, and you get direct high dose, you know, radiation, you know, centralized on your brain. And so it does produce increased brain tumors. It does alter the function of your brain after a certain period of time. It does DNA damage. It is because you're getting so much radiation from cell phones. But think what's going to happen. Not only with this smart meter, and they say, well, you get more radiation from cell phones, you get from a smart meter. Yeah, you do. But remember now, the next thing is smart appliances. All of your appliances are going to have radioactive chips that are going to be sending out messages. Even the wall plugs, they want to change the wall plugs so that they can actually monitor those as well. And you're going to have phenomenal amounts of radiation from the smartphone, I should say the smart meter. I refer to it rather the spy meter or surveillance meter than the smart meter, because there's nothing smart about it. It is subversive. Maybe we ought to call them subversive meters. Hang on here. If you're out there, have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, and help Virginia get the word out.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I stand back here. We have Virginia on the line. Virginia, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that you're right about the radiation. You know, you get natural radiation from the earth itself and the sun, and that's all fine and dandy. But as you know, if you get too much of it, you get a sunburn. And this radiation that we're getting, especially this pulsed radiation through the walls with these smart meters, are supposed to be even more dangerous than what you get from these waves. So I actually found an article. I thought it was, they tell you you're getting 45 seconds per day of radiation from these meters. But what they aren't telling you, I read an article where it said you were getting 15,000 nanoseconds. I was actually corrected and found out you're getting 25,000 nanoseconds per day of this radiation, these little bursts of high energy going into your homes. So this will create people. And this radiation, be it cell phones, smart meters, Wi-Fi, I really truly believe it has an effect of the dumbing down of America. I think that kids are getting so much of it that it affects your brain. You lose your concentration, your memory, after losing a son from it, you know, I know that this is true because he would comment to me about things like this every once in a while, and had I known, I would have known.
Your son was in a laboratory at a university, and there was a big Sprint tower right outside, and he got a brain tumor, and there was a cluster of brain tumors right there at that spot, and all the people who worked in the same laboratory. How many brain tumors were there?
There were five brain tumors, four of which were in one building, and one was in the building adjacent to it. And these all happened in years 2008 and 2009. And the last victim that died was August 29th of last summer, and it was just a very young woman who left behind a 12-year-old daughter, and the school said this was a Sprint tower. And just so you know, had I known this, I would have never allowed my son to have attended school there. This tower is a GWEN, or Ground Wave Emergency Network. I believe it's also HAARP, and it has to do with Homeland Security. And these towers are used for through-wall surveillance. They can actually beam these beams through your wall and do surveillance on you, which, in my opinion, is very illegal. And then they can do mind control experiments, and they can also use these waves in a real calming sound to go across college campuses in order to keep kids docile. That's probably why you never hear of protests on college campuses anymore.
Well, I think
it's very, very dangerous. But the school has always said sprint, and I found out otherwise. So just because the school tells you what they think you want to hear, I would investigate further.
All right. Well, I once more tell our listeners where that meeting is and how they can come and help you.
Where what is?
Where the meeting is.
Oh, okay. The meeting is in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's at the Harmony Library on Harmony and Shield Street. It's going to be Monday, July 25th at noon. I know it's kind of an odd time. That's the only time Ellie could really work it into her schedule. But it's going to be about the dangers of wireless. And anybody, I beg anybody who has a child that uses a cell phone or anything, we've got so much information, and we've got pamphlets that we're going to pass out and everything, and we're going to tell some of these stories that are going on. Ellie hears about a lot of this stuff. And for the listeners also, to let you know, boys are more susceptible to getting a brain tumor than a girl is, because their brains develop much slower than a girl's does. And any child, just to let you know, their brains are not fully developed until their mid-20s. So here we are with these kids with cell phones. I've seen kids probably as young as 7 or 8 years old, and they are predicting a pandemic of brain tumors.
Well, but you see, this is so much more than that. Certainly, we have our Wi-Fi, we have our broadband, we have everybody's
right.
Got a computer and an iPhone, and it's all based upon radiation. Then, of course, we have our computers, and of course, it's dangerous for women actually to, especially pregnant women, to be sitting close to a computer over a long period of time. We do know that cell phone radiation actually has an effect upon male testes, and actually influences the sperm, and you can go up and check out what I'm telling you on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, people say, well, you don't get that much radiation from this smart meter. Well, first of all, tell them this is a spy meter, this is a surveillance meter, this is a subversive meter, and then ask them, but what about the smart appliances? That's the next step along this whole move towards this smart grid. And then refer to them as spy appliances, subversive appliances, surveillance appliances. And there are going to be chips in all of these. They're going to be sending out radio meters as well. They know what they're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, the important thing is not to get trapped into this. Well, gosh, shucks, the people in Washington, D.C., mean well. They just don't understand what's going on. No, they don't mean well. The people behind this, I'm talking about the people at the very top, know they're going to damage our health, and they want to damage our health. And if you don't believe that, you need to read my Population Control Agenda monograph. It's up on the internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda, Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty, and you'll get it on the internet. Or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Now, we don't get into the smart meters, but we get into a lot of other things, and we simply quote what they say. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with very, very evil and wicked people, and they want to hurt you, and they want to hurt your children. Virginia, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Nope, I just want to reiterate what you just said. This is so very, very true. People need to understand that our government isn't out to help us by any means, and they're out to harm us right now.
Well,
and
it,
they
our
know that
government
this stuff is dangerous.
It's not our government that is wants to harm us. This is their government. There is a subversive
right, their government.
Let's within government,
that
the
way.
Invisible government. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they've taken control of our government and made mockery of the electoral process. It's time.
Well, anytime they put the word deploy in front of a word that scares me because that's a military term.
Sure.
So, okay.
Well, we're in trouble. You keep up the great work and you keep in touch.
You betcha.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Anyway, this is Dr. Stan. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We'd love to get a call from you if you have a question or comment. Are you concerned about the fact that America is on the brink of some sort of a major financial crisis? They're in the process of inflating our currency. What is inflation? It is the cruelest tax of all because it takes the value of your savings without touching them. You still have the number of dollars in the bank. They just don't buy as much. And every day, every week, every month, they lose value until eventually you lose half, two-thirds, maybe 90% of the value of your life savings. And anything that is associated with the dollar, whether it be a bank account, an annuity, a CD, certainly a bank deposit, whether it be in the form of insurance or pensions, the purchasing power is just destroyed. And, of course, that's obviously what they're in the process of doing. And certainly there's a wonderful article. It's a talk given by Niall Ferguson, N-I-A-L-L, Ferguson. You can pull it down off the Internet. N-I-A-L-L, Ferguson. It was given in 2010 to the Peterson Institute. That's the Pete Peterson Institute. If you want to get the article, I would simply type in on your search engine, Niall, N-I-A-L-L, Ferguson. And then, of course, the idea that Pete Peterson Institute... or talk or lecture, Pete Peterson Institute, and I believe it was May of 2010, but he's a professor of business at Harvard. I think he came from Australia, but he simply gives an overview of what happens when you have this excessive debt. And then he goes on to say there's only maybe six ways to get rid of debt. Three of them really aren't equitable. The major things are you simply default on your debt. You grow out of your debt. In other words, you get the economy working again and you simply pay back the debt or pay down the debt or you hyperinflate the debt. Well, he says, there's just no way that America, with the massive debt that we have today, and it's not the 14 trillion that they talk about. I mean, it's the 50 to 75 trillion that we really owe if we actually were honest and actuarially, this is what we need to have to pay off or what we have already committed to paying off, and that is the Social Security and Medicare. And he says there's just no way you could ever grow out of that. And the other way, of course, is simply to hyperinflate the debt away. And that's what he's doing. And he's talking, they asked him what he's going to do. He says, I'm going to invest in oil or in gold. And he just says, you got to be in something because the value of money is going to be destroyed. It's a very interesting article. This article I was quoting by Mortimer Zuckerman is pretty well worthwhile reading because what he's actually saying is true. And as he's saying, other countries are going to simply start selling the T-bills that they're holding, and they're not going to buy any more treasury bills from us because they know that we're going to destroy the value of our currency. Now, what's amazing to me is the fact that China is still buying America debt. Why? Because the leaders of China are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And everything you hear about, oh, my goodness, these Chinese are over there. They're looking after their best interests. Well, basically, they are all in this together. People have forgotten that it was the American State Department that brought the communists to power in 1949, simply by putting an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek, who was then not able to buy weapons anywhere in the country, and in the effort to arm the nationalists so the Chinese wouldn't take over China, any effort on the part of the United States Congress to To prevent the communists from seizing China was effectively thwarted by the Council on Foreign Relations, which was under control of the Brotherhood of Darkness at that time. Why in heaven's name would they want to bring the communists to power in China in 1949? Why, for the same reason we brought Fidel Castro to power in 1959. In fact, it was simply these 10-year intervals would seem to be something almost miraculous about it, because it was 1979 when, of course, we toppled the Shah and installed the Ayatollahs. We toppled the Nicaraguan government, and we installed the Sandinista there, that we precipitated the Afghan War. Soviet Afghan War. We toppled the existing government of Iraq and brought Saddam Hussein. All of this in 1979, these 10-year increments. Of course, 1969, we were involved in the Vietnam War. But they seem to like to do things in 10-year intervals so that the American people won't understand what's going on. But ladies and gentlemen, we brought the Chinese communists to power. There's some sort of secret agreement behind the scenes. We're going to build up Chinese communists till we go to war with them. It's coming.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
6. Of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, our open lines, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're just 2 weeks away from the deadline for Cindy, raising the national debt. And they say if we don't raise the national debt, why, America will default on its debt, and that really isn't true. I said, hey, America will still be able to send out its Social Security checks and its Medicare checks and fund its military. After all, we take in about $2.2 trillion a year in taxes. The money is coming in on a regular basis from withholding, so the government will have money coming in. It's simply we take in $2.2 trillion a year. We're spending about $2 to $3.4 trillion a year, probably $3.4 trillion a year. We're putting out somewhere. Well, they think maybe we're going to spend $1.5 trillion a year this year. $1.5 trillion we don't have. Next year, it's anticipated that the debt will be an additional $1.7 trillion. And then supposedly it's supposed to improve a little after that for a time. But there's simply no way that this could go on indefinitely. But of course, the government is not going to collapse totally. We'll still be able to pay the interest on our national debt, which today is only about $2 trillion because, of course, the interest rates are, I should say, $200 billion because the interest rates are so low. But what happens when the interest rate doubles? Maybe it goes to 6% or 8%. And then, of course, we're talking about putting out $1 trillion a year to pay the interest on our national debts. You see, when you've got your debt as high as it is, and when you're dealing with a debt which is 90% of your gross domestic product or 100% of your gross domestic product, or as it is in Greece, 160% of your gross domestic product, pretty soon you're putting out so much money for interest, there's no money left over to make the government function. Greece today, of course, is facing this exactly this situation. It's costing Greece, if they want to go out and borrow money, issuing bonds, 30%, 31% interest. It's costing Portugal and Spain, Italy, about 18% interest to borrow. Why? Well, they call it the bond vigilantes. The vigilantes, of course, the people who are looking to restore law and order. And the people who buy bonds are like vigilantes. They're not going to simply give you money when there's no chance they're going to get it back again. They're going to demand high sums of money. And when they demand high sums of money, it gets to the point where governments cannot pay the interest on their bonds. And so they have to start cutting and getting back into proper financial balance. Otherwise, they can't borrow money at reasonable levels. And so when you hear the talk about the bond vigilantes, it means that the people who buy bonds simply demand much higher interest rates when there's fiscal irresponsibility. And we are fiscally irresponsible today. And the only reason that we are not having to pay these fabulous sums of money for our bonds is because our government is buying its own debt. How can you buy your own debt? Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that you were $100,000 in debt, and you've got to make payments on your debt. How would you do that if you didn't have any money? Why, you'd go out and borrow money to so that you could pay the interest on your debt. But the federal government doesn't do that. They just create new money, and that's wonderful, especially when you're the reserve currency of the world, that you can just create money, and then, of course, you can export your inflation to other countries. But what happens when other countries won't accept your money anymore? And I will tell you that many countries throughout the world will not accept dollars. If you want to open a bank account in Switzerland today, you can't open one. Why? They don't want your money. They do not want dollars. And other countries are doing exactly the same thing. So if you're thinking of leaving the country, get your money out now while you still can, because very, very soon you're not going to be able to move money out of the country. And not only that, but of course they'll put on exchange controls so that you won't be allowed to. But right now, other countries are doing it for the Treasury. They're simply saying, we will not take American dollars. The American dollar has always been the bulwark of the world monetary system. Since the time of the Second World War, it has only been as good as gold, but no longer. Which is why gold hit $1,600 an ounce this morning. I can remember when it was $35 an ounce. Silver hit $40 an ounce this morning. I can remember when it was $1.29 an ounce. I've got 20/20 hindsight. I wish I was, I can remember all of these things. I wish I'd invested everything that I had in gold and silver. But it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand the whole world monetary system is beginning to crumble. And, of course, there is no desire in Washington, D.C. to solve the problem. The Democrats want to maintain all of the social programs and the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Republicans want to cut taxes or do not want to raise taxes, but they also want to maintain the war in Afghanistan. And, of course, they don't want to cut the social programs. And we're going to have to revise Medicare. We're going to have to revise Social Security. We are going to have to bring our forces home. Why do both political parties support continuing the war in Afghanistan, where we have almost a quarter of a million troops over there, including the NATO and the contractors, at least troops, contractors, and NATO support forces, a quarter of a million to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? And if you doubt that, then you go up in your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and you'll find out what I'm telling is true. There are only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and, of course, we've got almost a quarter of a million troops there with a tremendous financial drain in our country. Why are they there? They're there in preparation for the coming war. That's why we have the largest military bases anywhere in the world in Iraq, and we're not going to bring our troops home. Why in the world do you think that there are all these terrorist attacks on the city in Iraq going on today? Who benefits from them? Do the Muslims who want America to pull out and let them get the occupation army out of their country? Do they benefit? Do the Sunni leaders benefit? Do the Shia leaders benefit? Of course not. Who benefits from the terrorist attacks in the United States? Why the people in our government who want to maintain our troops there in preparation for the coming war? Would our government actually, go around blowing up things and killing people just so we could justify keeping our troops over there? Of course they would. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and look up Operation Northwood. Operation Northwood, a Joint Chiefs of Staff program to kill people and blow up planes and blow up ships, and even they wanted to kill Don Glenn so they could justify Fidel Castro. Give us a call. 877-254.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Yeah, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But I was simply pointing out that Operation Northwood, you can get it off the Internet, or it's included in our syllabus on Iraq, the untold story. And actually, I think it's called now... The cause of wars and revolutions. The cause of wars and revolutions. You can order that from us, but you can also get Operation Northwood off the Internet and pull it down. But it was formerly a top secret government report. It was eventually declassified. James Bovard has written about it in some detail. But basically, the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted an excuse to go to war with Fidel Castro. After the Bay of Pigs invasion, so they came up with this idea: how will we justify going to war? Well, if we simply kill a lot of Americans, various under one guise or another, and blame it on Fidel Castro, then the American people will be willing to go to war. And they were going to sink some of our ships. They were going to shoot down one of our planes, or at least simulate shooting down a plane loaded with Americans. They even talked about blowing up one of the rockets we were putting up, the one with John Glenn on it, the astronaut who eventually became United States Senator. And, of course, then we would blame it on Fidel Castro, and the American people would want to go to war. Well, of course, the Joint Chiefs of Staff cleared the report. General Lemitzer authorized it, and it went up to President Kennedy, and to his credit, he said, no way are we going to do this to justify going to war with Fidel Castro. I'm sure, of course, Jack Kennedy understood that Fidel Castro was actually working with our leaders. I mean, we had installed him. We wanted him down there. We wanted an enemy in Cuba so we could rally the people against the wicked Fidel Castro. I mean, if you doubt that... he is very close to the leadership of this country. Read David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. You'll see how David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel. And Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. I've been back to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street. And, of course, they have all the list of all the speakers they have coming there. And Fidel Castro has been there to the CFR headquarters, the Harold Pratt House at 5080 68th Street in New York City. He's been there a number of times, talking to the members of America's invisible government, along with dictators from throughout the world. But they don't want the American people to know that we're installing these ruthless dictators and keeping them in power, and it's all a game. But we can't let the American people know that. Well, anyway, of course, is the Operation Northwood, and certainly we know that there was obviously a plan to justify taking us into the war with Iraq and with Afghanistan. You can read this in the another document that's in that syllabus. It's called Rebuilding America. America's Defenses came out of the Project for the New American Century, which was made up of of people like Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and Gary Bauer and William Bennett and Jeb Bush and Project for the New American Century. You can go to their website, newamericancentury.org. 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 Pull down their treatise on rebuilding America's defenses, and I've forgotten the exact page. If you can't find the page number, call me and I'll get it for you. But they talk about how they're not going to be able to have, you know, build up America's defenses unless there's another major event like another Pearl Harbor. Well, of course, that's exactly what the attack on September 11th was. And if you watch those buildings come down, watch the DVDs of the Twin Towers coming down, what happens to the tops of the buildings? I mean, we've seen some of the still pictures where, I think it was on the South Tower, the top of the tower starts to tilt to one side. It's over almost 20, 30 degrees, like it's going to fall off, and then it suddenly disappears. How could the top of the tower disappear? Why, very simply, it was vaporized, along with the cement, along with the 1,000 bodies of the people in there. No sign was ever seen of them afterwards. I mean, certainly if the body, if you have a pancake collapse, as we're told, why, the bodies would be crushed. But they weren't. They were vaporized. And that's why you had the great clouds of cement dust. They vaporized the cement. They vaporized all of the furniture in the buildings. There's no furniture, hardly any electric computers or telephones. They all vaporized inside the building. The only thing you had left was a big pile of steel, all nicely cut into little pieces. And that's why they had to get it out in such a hurry. They could not allow anybody to check that and realize this was a controlled demolition. I don't know how they did it. It isn't important how they did it, but it's important to know that this was contrived to get us into the war in the Middle East. In fact, if you read that book by Robert Baer, which we carry, he was a CIA agent operating in Iraq all during the 1990s, between 1991 and about 2000. And he said that in the foreword of the book, he quotes a high-ranking CIA official who said off the record that when the dust clears after September 11th, the American people of this realize this was not a defeat for the intelligence agencies. This was a triumph. When the dust clears after the 9-1-1 attack, why, the American people will realize this was not a defeat for the intelligence agencies. It was a triumph. And almost 3,000 American boys, civilians died, and that was a triumph. Yes, it got us into the war. They wanted a justification to get us into the war. How would you ever have gotten us into a war in Afghanistan and into a war in Iraq and have our troops there? And if you have any question about our keeping our troops there, why, of course, they're going to remain. Some of the troops are going to remain. They're not coming home. And of course, this is going to bankrupt America. Look back just a moment. Here.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We have to understand we're spending almost $1.4 trillion a year we don't have. 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. This can't continue forever. That's why gold is at $1,600 an ounce this morning. Silver is at $40 an ounce this morning. The whole house of cards is beginning to shake, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you it's very difficult times. Lie ahead, get yourself prepared for it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We would love to get additional stations. We have almost 60 outlets every single week. That's an expensive proposition. And if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We'd love to have you as a member. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't heard my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, it's available on DVD. And the syllabus that goes with that is called The Origin of Wars and Revolutions, or Wars, Origin of Revolutions and Wars. You need to get that. It contains the Southwood Report. It contains the report from the report from this organization that has Cheney in it and the others, the newamericancentury.org, New American Century Dodger Project for the New American Century.org. You need to get the information. You need to read it. It's got a lot of other documents that deal with the wars, nonsensical wars, how they're all contrived. Every war we've been in since the Spanish-American War has been contrived, and, of course, always with the same goal, to bring about a one-world government. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secrets, and on the Dark Secret, the syllabuses goes with them. You can get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the book. And you can get that book we described, See No Evil by Robert Baer, where, of course, he quotes the high-ranking government official who says, you know, when the smoke clears after the 9-1-1 attack, the American people will realize that this was not a defeat of intelligence agencies. It was a triumph. And 3,000 people died. If you like pictures, we've got some wonderful DVDs on the Twin Towers coming down, on Building 7 coming down. So you can call on 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry five or six different DVDs on the attack on the Twin Towers. But watch the Twin Towers come down. It happens so quickly because they fall at the speed of gravity. But notice that the top of the buildings disappear. And then these great clouds of dust at the top of the building. Why are the great clouds of dust at the tops of the building? Why? Because they're vaporizing the cement. They're vaporizing the building. And buildings don't come down like that, certainly not steel-reinforced buildings. And then watch Building 7 come down and see how the center of the roof collapses first, and then the base of the building disappears, the building falls at the speed of gravity, obviously a controlled demolition. They killed those people, ladies and gentlemen. And they're willing to kill 3,000 Americans. Why, of course, they're willing to kill a million more. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. People listen to our internet 24 hours a day. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision. Thank you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-